Pasuk in Pashrei, it says, "Leidavik biyachem uma." Literally, her teaches should not stick in your hand. It's talking about the vezara, that the vezara should not be attached, should not stick in your hand at all. The Gemara in the vezara dashes from this pasuk. This pasuk is a lav in the Torah not to have hanoch from vezara or from to agree with the vezara. Besides, the issue is the over the vezara. Someone, even if someone else is over the vezara, you're not going to have hanoch from that vezara. Or or what they were marked to Vezara. For example, Yai Nesach, they poured wine in front of the Vezara to be able to also Bahana. The Mechus Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Chachet, they say, is a few lines, he says, she says, when the Heges B'chol Isha Yisrael, this lab to be Nenna from Vezara applies to all Yidden, Aval Goy, but a Goy, Achav Yidden Mitzvah Al Vezara, even though Vezara is one of the Shevet Mitzvah Nei Noyach, that's only to be over the Vedazara, God's not allowed. But to be Nenna from Vedazara, that doesn't apply to B'nai Noyach. It's a Chiddush of Mechus Chinuch. The reason why it's a Chiddush is no one else says it, no one else talks about it. But the Mechus Chinuch's mock is from the fact that we don't find in the sugya of Zayin Mitzvah Nei Noyach and Sanhedrin of Nentes and Rambam Hilchos Melachim, where it's actually more than Zayin Mitzvah, there are other mitzvahs which are just not in the Cheshbon, but there are a lot of dinim that apply to Bnei Noyach. It doesn't say anywhere that a Bnei Noyach, a goy, is also the takubis of Vedazar, the Sahanoah of Vedazar. So Mechuskun is saying, since that's a separate mitzvah. The only issue of Bnei Noyach, the Gemara Dash is the Vedazar itself, but not the Sahanoah. In the Sefer Matzah Zabelach from Rav Simanik Diskin, who's a Gol Hador, Rashid in Kolter, in Yishlaim, he wants to be Ma'orach, and this Mechus Chinuch, maybe it's not so poshut. He starts off, there's a Mechus, it's interesting, Mechus, the Rambam and the Ramban. So what are you saying, of Neiva?
Yeah.
Why is that of Neiva? Maybe, I don't know. That's
your right.
Why is that not a thief? There's a pasuk in the Chanan. The pasuk says says, when the Yidden will come into Israel and they'll have Muhammad and they'll have Sheva Shekipshu 7 years to capture the land, the Torah says the bottom lane called Tayyib Shalom Lazy. You're gonna find houses there full of things, full of food, full of things, but you didn't fill up the house. You're gonna find there wells of water that you didn't dig. Krumzation Shalatata, and you're gonna find vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. They're chotless about that. So it says it's mutatit. So the second two things, the boyers, the wells of water, and the crumb and the zaysim, that's poshut that you're allowed to eat it. It's varm gutarim. But the gemara chulin that he died in dashins from the beginning of the pasuk, which says, "Bottom malim kol toiv, ashalim malaysi." You're going to find their houses filled. When you capture the land, you can find houses and refrigerators stocked with food, cabinets stocked with food. Freezer full of food. They had in those days this, but full of food. Even the Rama Sum will be Mutta. There's a special place to Kosta, the Gemara says in Chulun Lafizayin. The Sheva Shekipshu, the Gemara says, Dover Tami Yishrunghu. The Chsiv Bottom Lame called Toiv. Everything will be Mutta, even the trait will be Mutta Teeth. Dome Bibi Baba Marab, Kasti the Chaziri, even Chaza. Bibi Baba said that when they captured it, so they came in, the army, and they were hungry, and you walked into a house, you found even Chaza, even what they call pork, pig. Was mutter to eat. That's the Gemara. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Perchesim Lachim Lach Aleph, which is interesting because the Rambam does not write any halachas which are only in past history, which are not negay anymore. The Rambam only writes halachas that are negay today, or Hilchsel Mashiach, halachas that will be negay when Mashiach comes. The fact that the Rambam brings down this halacha is mashma that he's negay today, or Mashiach comes and the Yidden will have Muhammad again to capture lands by Eretz Yisrael. It will be negated then. Again, there will be mutter to go eat even treif. Now, chere goes only on the army, on the chutzis ava, the people that go out to war. But it's some compared a little bit to fastaya, possibly. We're going to see, you know, the same way Torah is make only fastaya, give a head to your fastaya, same thing to give a head to eat treif. But now, I'm being done with halacha, he has a few words. The army, when they go into the border of the Goyim, the Yichbishim, and they capture them, and the Yeshimahen, and they take it over. Mutter lehen lechol nevegos v'chefes. The mutter to eat nevegos v'chefes, the bosa chazia, and the mutter to eat chaza. Who creates the boy, anything similar. In Yirev, if they're hungry, that's a little hesapagram, if they're hungry. But like Motsa Mayurcha, they don't find anything else to eat. El macholos engo asurim, only these macholos asurim. The chen shoysa yayin netach, then Rami is on something else. Then the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara only gives the example of Chaza and Davatame, but Rami is on yayin netach also. And he says, it's going to happen this pasuk of Vatam Lim Kotoiv, this pasuk. So Aga, first of all, what Rami says, in Yirev, if they're hungry, the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that chesed to eat is only if they're taka hungry and there's nothing else to eat. If you have kosher and chafe in front of you, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to eat it. But the Kesef Mishnah explains, the Rambam doesn't mean it's pikuach nefesh. It doesn't mean someone's a pikuach nefesh, he's starving. If you're pikuach nefesh, you wouldn't need a pasuk. It's pasha that anyway, that's the constant pasha, so we eat. I didn't get that. But it's pasha that you wouldn't need a pasuk for all the other things, at least. The Rambam wouldn't have to go say, we're eating the venos of chafes. Because of this pasuk, it's obviously not pikuach nefesh. But does say it's not mechachinga. It's like it's only if it's imira. So Kesef Mishnah explains again. It doesn't have to be pikuach nefesh, but it also has to be that you need it. The guy is hungry. The soldier is hungry. But if he has in front of him kosher and treif, he's not allowed to eat the treif. It's just if he doesn't see any kosher and it's treif and he's hungry imira. If no idea of is, it doesn't mean starvation of the fascist. Normally that is the word Yerev. Normally it would mean starvation to kind of vashas, but I guess that's not what it means over here. Ram just means very hungry. Yes, and that's when it's mutter. The Ramban Alter Agav is, I think, calling like this. The Ramban Alter says it's chachin. Even if you have in front of you kosher and treif, you could take the treif. Take the treif. What?
It's like hit the diff.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the Ramban wants to explain that according to the Ramban it's chutra. It's together chutra. Like it's chutra. It's mutter. It's chutra. And according to the Rambam it's together the chuya. And the chuya is when the soldiers need it when they feel hungry. Okay, that's the first. But the next chiddush Rambam is Rambam eats on yayin nesach. Yayin nesach. And then it says you have to understand why is the Rambam eating onto the Gemara? Normally the Rambam writes the lashon of the Gemara, maybe different words. The Gemara says davatami and chazak. Gives two examples. And from that you would see all machonos asuris. And Rambam goes in the Yizor, Yayin Nesach. Why is he eating on this example of Yayin Nesach? So the Emes is, the Ramban al-Torah is Chaylik. The Ramban al-Torah says that we only find that the Gemara only says, Dovah Tomei and Chaza. But Yayin Nesach, which is Tachlubis of Eidazor, which was something which is also because it was used for Eidazor, that is not Mutter. That is not Mutter.
What does Dovah Tomei mean? The Veilus?
Yeah, Nechari Dovah Tomei means the Emes Chaylik. So you think of Tumah, but Nechari means Dovah Asa Machon Tachlubis. It's referring to Chazak, right? That's the most example. But the Rami is on Yai Nesach. The Ramban Ahotayus Chaylik. The Ramban in Pashas Re'ei in the Perikvah Pasgiud. He brings down the Rambam and he says Barav Kasev Hooks Melachim Mechonseim Chutz Tzava that they could have Yai Nesach also. And the Ramban so what's the Machlekes? So the Master Melach wants to say Mecharya. The Machlekes is. Is telling this. Is the Issa of Yayin Netzach, is the Issa of Issa Hanoch from Vedazar, is that a separate Issa, the Machon Sasuris, or is it a Sherish of Vedazar? It's part of the Issa of Vedazar. If it's Tam Zaitig Issa, the same way Ter Asad or Machon Sasuris that Asad Yayin Netzach, then that's what Rambam Mechar is learning. Rambam is learning, it's a Zaitig Issa, and just like every Issa Ter is not there, this Issa Ter is not there also. But the Ramban holds, no, the Sherish of the Issa is of Vedazar. It's less than being oivet of a zor. When you're oivet of a zor, a person's chayv misa. When a person is nena from a zor, it's not chayv misa, it's only a lav. Oh, but it's in that pasha. It's all nena from a zor. And if a zor itself, the Torah was not matir. I'm going to say a little bit more from the man soon, but first I was thinking that I maybe would learn the machlokes a little bit different. I would think maybe the machlokes is that the Gemara only says that the suri achila, machlokes the suri is mutta. We went off on this pasuk, that the machal of the sabata. We don't see this pasuk that the suri had no is mutta. Maybe the reason why to goose for the Zora, the Ramban holds us is because it's a higher madrigal. It's something which is us, but no. We find things in the Torah only as Bachino, but the Mutta Bahana. Chaz is Mutta Bahana. You're not to sell Chaz, you're not to be Nenim from Chaz. You don't destroy it, but that's a different passion. But that basic Issa Hano is Mutta Bahana. But when you find something which is us, Bahana, maybe that's what the Ramban is Chaz. But if that's like a Pshat, then there will be different Nafkaminis, Nafkaminis, we have every Yisuri Hano. What about us, Bacholo? What about when the army comes in and they find the Yasser and the cheeseburger? They eat Basa B'chol. Is that also Mutta? from the way I'm learning, that's the chiluk, that according to the Rambam, the Torah is not even Yain Netzach, the Torah is not even things with Asabana. Bas B'chom is Asabana also. Bas B'chom is Chayra Hayes, it's Achim and Nisahana also. So according to Ramban, Bas B'chom will not be Mutta. With B'chom is the Pesach. Bas B'chom is Asabana. According to the Rambam, there is Mati Yain Netzach, the Rambam holds even things with Asabana, the Torah is Mati. Maybe the Ramban is chiluk, and the Ramban holds the things with Asabana, the Torah is not Mati. Well, the mice, that's not what the Ramban says. If you look in the Ramban says a different reason. The Ramban says that how could you say that Yain Nesach is Mutter? The Torah itself says, Vaita, when they bring home the Shom of the Muhammad, after the Muhammad, the army is not. What? What? To Gusav Ezra? Oh, Chos Pesach is another Dereza. Is it
especially?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is the Rabbanon.
Yeah,
well, there's something else. but the Rabban says, how can you say that Yai Nesach will be mutter for the Chutz Yitzavah to eat? The Torah itself says that when they bring home the Shalom, when they bring home the booty, when they bring home all the loot that they capture, they can bring home everything and everything they can keep except for Vedazar. The Torah says, Shakas Shaksenu Vatarta Venu Kecherimbu. Of Vedazar and Tukubis of Vedazar, that they cannot bring home, that you have to destroy. So if you see, that has to be destroyed. How could you say the Chutz Yitzavah are allowed to have an allowed to eat that? So the Mechari is a Pasha Lechilik. Maybe the Rambam will hold that Rambam is also Moida, that after the Muhammad, that's a whole different Pasha. After the Muhammad, what they bring home, they can only bring home everything else. They cannot bring home what they desire. The Rambam is saying the special halacha of the Shas Muhammad, that the Shas Muhammad is such a. That's one Pasha Teretz.
The
Machol
is a
certain
thing, but
bring home.
Right, and also sorry, the emphasis of that pasuk of Shakat Sakshen is going on the Avodah Zarah itself. That halacha, there's a special halacha of Avodah Zarah, they have to, not only they can't bring it home, they have to destroy it. They have to destroy it. Takubis Avodah Zarah, do they have to destroy it? I think not. I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe you don't have to, so maybe the Ramban is maybe only things that you have to destroy that they cannot be nana from. Well, Ram's example is Ayin Netzach. I mean, take it anywhere you want. I mean, Ram's example is Ayin Netzach. That's the Kribbis of it, though, right?
Yes, the Kribbis of it. Well, yeah, it's good.
You have to
get rid of it. It doesn't go on the things that are here.
I don't know, I think so.
If it's not Muhammad, so then it could be the Torah that says,
maybe. Okay, but you know, let's go with the first letter. The first letter is more pashlechalak. That the Rambam would hold that this all off, but you have to, you can't be netted from the Zohar. It means after the Muhammad. And the Rambam's Chiddush was doing the Muhammad. So what's the Ramban's Kasha? That's why I think that even the Ramban, that's what the Sefer Masna Melech is learning. Even the Ramban, Lecher, doesn't mean because of that halacha, that after the Muhammad you have to destroy it. The Masna Melech learns that the Ramban holds, the chiluk is if the Sherish is in this Avodah Zarah. If the Shosh is in this of Ezra, that's a whole different Pasha. That's Torah's Mati. Torah's Mati, Machonis Asuris, maybe even Yisuri, no, but some Machonis Asuris. But something which is a Shosh of Ezra, that is Torah's not Mati. And basically, we'll say that's the Machonis, the Rambam, and the Ramban. The Rambam will hold that Yai Nesach is Mutav Chutzitzavah, the Rambam will hold because things that are, he'll hold that Yisuri had nothing to say. I think it's as we all Machonis Asuris, as we all know Yisurim, and only Suma Mutta, the Shas Mochama. And the Ramban will hold no, it's a Shosh of Edizara. The Emes, the Smasamach says, it's really in Chir, like Vitzi almost mentioned before, it's really in Chir, Fesh Machetis in Yerdeyas, in Mekuftin Hei, it's a base, Mechoy Fishaynim. Is Mechoy Fishaynim brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha, the Issa to be Nen of Edizara. We know Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha all of Eres, Chutz Mei Gimel Chamurus, except for Edizara, Shech Tom Ging Arayas, but the, and so what about to be Deicha, the Issa to be Nen of Edizara? First, has to be over the reserve of the Koch Nefesh. Someone puts a gun to his head, tells him he's going to die if he doesn't, he's not over the reserve. That for sure, the Koch Nefesh is not Deicha. But what about to be Nen if I'm over the Zar? He wants to take to a group of the Zar, drink the Ayin Nesach. Is that also, and it's the Koch Nefesh, and he has, is that also Deicha? Is that also Deicha the Yisra of being Nen if I'm over the Zar? So somebody shouldn't hold not. Somebody shouldn't hold, they have to be Moses Nefesh even for that. You're not going to be Nen if I'm over the Zar, even among the Koch Nefesh. Akadekach. And somebody shouldn't hold no. That you all not be Nen. From Avodah Zarah by Pikuch Nefesh. So the Masa Machon says, "This is the Machlokes. Is if the Issa of being Nen from Avodah Zarah is a Sherish from Avodah Zarah itself? It's not a Chom. It's not Chayv Misa. It's just Chayv Lavan. But the Sherish is it has Sheiches from Avodah Zarah. Then it'll be also even by Pikuch Nefesh. But the shame that hold that it's, that you can be nana from the Vedazar, maybe they will hold that it's a Zaitigis, it's not the Shesh of Vedazar. Is the Mingla, the Master Mach wants to say that this Mechaschinach that we started with, Mechaschinach wants to say that Ben Noyach is only Muza on Avedazar, but he's not Muza on the Issa Hanof in Avedazar. Maybe he's telling you this. If you hold Avedazar as a Zaitigis, that we've been learning in the Rambam by the Din of Chlutzi Tzava, and we've been learning in the Rishayim, the hold that you, by Mokim Kuch Nevesh, could be Nenna from Avedazar, so it's a Zaitigis, then you could take a saying like Mechaschinach said, that Akum is Bnei Neach not Muzin is. Bnei Neach only have the Shemitz Bnei Neach, the Issa of Vezar itself, but not Bnei Neach of Vezar. But if you learn that being Neach of Vezar is one of the Chalokim of the Issa of Vezar, as Sheikhas, the Issa of Vezar itself, the way the Rishonim hold that Pikuch Nevesh is not Deicha, this is Bnei Neach of Vezar, and the way the Ramban holds that Chutz Itzava, they can eat all Mochon Sesuris, but they cannot eat Yain Nesach, then you could say that it's nichlal in what Bnei Noach Hamuzah in the Shemitz Neach of Ezer. It's not so posh as Mechaz Chinuch. So I got the Mechaz Chinuch then says, again, in this halacha that Chalut Tzitzava, the Gemara says in Chulun that he's Zayin, while they're going toward the Mutzah to eat Machon Sassuris, the Gemara goes out from that Pasuk, the Mechaschinach wants to say, he also says that our deek in the Ramban. And the Ramban's mashmah goes Vasalavi also. It's not only B'sheva Shekibshim Vasalavi, when they go to capture land also, there'll be in the future be this halach again. The army will not go into houses and eat the trade, eat whatever they want to eat. The Mechaschinach says, is it only on a Kibish Chadash? What about if during the Tkufa when Kaisal controls the Israel, they have a war and they lose some land, and the Goyim pick up some land, and then they wage a war and they knock the Goyim out? So when they're taking over back the countries that they captured before, is it also mutter this din? Are they also mutter to eat machon sasuris? Is it only when they capture, like the way it was with Moshe Yeshua? Moshe Yeshua, everything was a brand new kibush. As they were capturing new land, that was the halacha of the machon sasuris' mutter. That was the discussion for the army. But when they're recapturing and they're captured already, maybe not.
When are they capturing
them? Oh, in the future? In the future, maybe it means whenever they want to capture the new land, Yisrael wants to expand. There's halacha there. Whenever Yisrael wants, there's whole gemaros and shuos with the whole process how you expand the Yisrael, you make a kodesh, but part of it is capturing it. I was thinking that also. What does it mean, Mashal and the Mashiach are coming and Yidden will go and capture the land properly back from the Goyim? Is that called a new kibush or is that an old kibush? That's called old kibush. We're just capturing. Maybe it's new kibush because them says the Levish took us out of the country with Golos, and it's not ours. And now maybe it's new kibush. That's yet to know. And then the Mechaschinach says another chiddush. V'nir li mitzad asvara. Here's the Rav. He says mitzad asvara. Hod ishli in chutz tzitzava l'chol makad isle haram v'ramban. This test mutzah of chutz tzitzava to eat in machonis asuris according to Rambam and Ramban, which whatever the sheet is, does it apply to Yain Nesach or not? But basically, machonis asuris amutzah. But the Mechaschinach holds is only been a gay Yisroim that are also only for Yidden. Moshe Chaza, he says. But something which we also took away also, like Eva Menachai, which is one of the Zayim Noach, or Bosom Menachai, that would be also Chutz Tzava. And as far as it's right. Came into also after the Noach. Why mistabed the Yemut on him? My the also Chobo Elam. Since it's also even to the Noach, it's not mistabed that Torah be matter that also. Kachni mitzad asvar, who both Yerach lawyer, v'yishafal v'zeh v'en kam akoy mei. And with that, the Mechassan of Chaitz, who svar nachayin v'siyat v'shmaya. This is a good svar. It's not a svar. It's a bit so sure maybe for us to understand, because for us, what's the difference between Nevi Menachai and Chaza? The Torah is matter for some reason than to eat everything treif. But somehow the Mechaschinach is saying maybe really is mezuk in the pasuk because again the Mechaschinach pasuk was in a comedy you can find bottom malim called Tov Shalom and Leitz. You can find houses filled with all good things that you didn't fill up. You didn't stock the kitchen over there. Maybe it only means the food that the goyim stocked for themselves. Even the goy did not stock Eved Menachai, and if he did have Eved Menachai in the cabinet that he wasn't supposed to, Maybe that's the deal. But he says in the Sadasvar, it's not the Svar, that it only applies to things that are mutafiyyidin. Okay, if you have the Mechasun is of the Svar, we can't bring the things of the Svar, we have to bring a Raya, if we have a Raya. Okay, that's the Indian. So let's speak about a different Indian. Let's see if this is Shaykh to the Pasha. There's a Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillin, in Erchaim Sum and Beis of Kan Gimel. Magen Ram klaz shayla. If a tzua, when the tzua, the tzua shayad gets cut off, and it's still long enough, and you want to remake the tzua, but the tzua is still long enough that this cut off piece, you could start over and make the kesha on the tefillin, a brand new kesha, and you still have enough left to do the kriches on the arm and the kriches on the etzbois. The Magen Ram klaz, you have to be careful to make sure that it's the top part of the tzua that used to be on top remains on top. Well, it doesn't make a difference. You could even take the end of the ritzua that used to go on the fingers and turn it around and use that for the kesha. Well, do you have to mark it? The shayla is this beged the man of the kodesh v'emiridin? So it's a gemara in Megillah, the chafanof, the chafanof, and other places, famous halacha, man of the kodesh, the chafanof on Beis Yisrael, Megillah, and other places, man of the kodesh v'emiridin. For example, I mean, one famous halacha is a tik shel tefillin, a beged that was made for tefillin, you should not use it for that beged, you should not use it for tzitzis. The tefillin is more kaddish than tzitzis, and once it was miyuchid for mezumin for tefillin, you can ma'ayin b'kashem reading. You cannot bring it down and use it for tzitzis. Faked, if you had a tick, a big that was used for tzitzis for talus, and you want to turn it into a tefillin big, that you're not to do because you're bringing it off from a talus big zekel, from talus zekel to a tefillin zekel. That you could do ma'ayin b'kashem reading. Let the mogen avraham.
You ripped down the top, so you want to use
right, right. You have a longer tzua, and you want to remake the kesha. So you have to be nizah to make sure the top part that used to be near the bias, and it's shayla is maybe that top part was more kaddish than the bottom part because first it was closer to the bias.
The fact that it was closer to the bias.
The fact that it was bias and more kaddish, more kaddish. Do you say that? Right? Is it, right. So what's the suffix? The suffix is. The Rav explains that the mukim from suffix is. Do you say on one chetz on one chaticha ma'am b'kashrei meridin? Normally ma'am b'kashrei meridin maybe be on two things, but here you want to take. One thing, it's going to remain of its tzua if it's tefillin shayah. You're not changing that. You just want to say that this part was more kaddish than this part. Be careful not to turn it around. Is there really hakpada on that? The place in Gad Agav they talk about in Hilchos Tzitzis, they bring up Alpi Kabbalah, the Nadam Kabbalah held that when you wear tzitzis, you should be careful to always have the tzitzis on front to remain in front. And the ones in the back should remain in the back. By a talus, you should make like a simmon, so you should remember which tzitzis go in front and which tzitzis go in the back. By a talus gogol, we all have, those that have an atara, for sure of a simon, we all have something on top, and we know which goes on top, so we know which goes in the front. But with talus cotton, most people are not careful. One day it's this way, one day it's that way. There's no simon. But the Mishnah brings down that Rizal was not makbet on it. The Rizal himself was not, so even though the Kabbalah, there were makbet on it, the Rizal was not makbet on it, but the Rizal Hal, the Kabbalah, there's no hakbada. But that, I think, is, I don't think the Shaykh to my own Christian Marid, I'm not sure what that anyway, Alpi Kabbalah was. That's the that. But over here, the Magen Ram is clarifying, if on one Ritzua is passed in your mind of the Kurdish Vemiridin, on the top part of the Tzua to the bottom part of the Tzua. That's the Magen Ram suffix. So then the Rabba, in Ur Chaim over there, brings down from his Zayda, the Marash, he calls him a Hagoyan Marash, he wants to discuss him this week's Sedra. And this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, when Yaakovinu, when he came to the Mokum Mikdash, and he said, "Yigach me'avni Mokum," he took from the stones and he went to sleep. And the Beit Pasuk says, when he realized he saw the Sum Mutzvatza, and he realized the Sum Mutzvatza, and he realized the Mokum Kodesh, he said, "Neshin lo yidati," I did not know. Agave was to me this was Pella. What's the pshat that Yaakovin did not know that this was the Mokum Mikdash? Rashi says that this was Hamriya, this is where Kedus Yitzchak was. So Avram Avinu knew, Zayda knew that this was the Mokum Mikdash. His father Yitzchak Avinu knew this was the Mokum Mikdash. What wasn't this Mefusim? I mean, all the Nefesh Asa Bechara and all the Yidden in those days, didn't they all go, like we go to the Kaisel to Daven? There was no base of Mikdash, but the Mokum Kodesh, didn't they all go to Daven there? I'm not going to say it was a tourist place, but didn't everybody know that this Mokum Mikdash? What's Pshat Yaakov Avinu? I don't know Pshat. It's a Shekel Pel, I mean. It seems to be Mashma, it was not the place, that was the Mokum Mikdash, it was used for Kesi Yitzchak, but no one spoke about it, nobody went into the oven. It seems though, for whatever reason, Yaakovin did not know. But then anyway, Al-Kapon,
Terry says,
he didn't know where he was. He didn't have that where he was. Anyway, Terry says, Vayikach Me'avni HaMokum, he took from the Moshen Ram, he took from the stones, and he went to sleep. And then Shvet it says when Yashkim Yaakov Avoyka Beigachas Evan Shlomo Shaisam, he took the stone Loshin Yochid, one stone. So the famous Rashi says that what happened at first it sounds like it was many stones. Now you know it says one stone. So Rashi says Hischa Avonin Miriva Zebezeh. They started to fight. All the Avonim having a fight. Olai Yeniach Tzadikus Rishai. Every stone said the Tzadik put his head on me. So the Eibishter made a nest and made all the stones into one stone, and that's what says later Beigach. The Yigach Evan, he took this stone. It was only one stone because they should have made a nest. They should all be one stone. Of effectively, Rabba, the Shem, the Zkeni Marash, Hagayin Marash, is a kasha. If you hold that on one chefza is passed the Indian for minor because for any reason, what did it accomplish for making all the stones into one stone? Still, the Yaakovin's head was only in one part, so all the other stones should have still been Riva. Allah Yimir Tzadikas Reishi. If you hold that on one piece, that you don't have the whole in your mind with Kashmiri, it doesn't make a difference which end of the tzu is on top, which is the bottom, which is the top. It's all one piece, the mind of Kamina. Then you'd say here also, mind of Kamina, which part of the stone the tzadik put his head on. It's all one stone. So, but if you hold there's a chiluk between one end of the tzu and the other end of the tzu, in fact, the El Yerava, then why, what did it help? What else? He wants to bring a raya from the fact that this nest helped, that it took away the merivus and the stones, that it's right, that when it's all one piece, already there's no hakpada, which part is kaddish, which part is not kaddish. Not like the Magen Avraham. And according to this raya, you could take it, turn around with tzua and use the bottom part of the tzua for the top. It's no hakpada in it. But they did shlug zeh from the beginning.
No, that's what it was, separate entities. But when once you make them one, shlug zeh.
Oh, zeh, yeah, okay. It sounds very good.
He made
shlug zeh.
He made shlug zeh. He did fight with it.
The Shari Tshuva wants to have him for the Magen Avraham. First of all, he says, "Emi v'in rayim v'di v'yagoda." First of all, he says, "You don't bring a rayim from a zamedrish to v'yagoda." And he says, "Even the only rabbi that was not mechaben only from a smach d'bam." He doesn't believe the only rabbi being a real rayim from a zagoda. But then he says another teretz. He wants to say, it could be since the whole connection of the abanim to one heaven was a mice and nisim, it was a nest. Maybe the nest was that it made it all bolos zebzeh, that it became all one smishdazach, and every part of the heaven was a mixture of all the abanim. So the part that the tzaddik put his head on had a little bit of every single Evan. It wasn't just they connected. They all got mixed up altogether. So maybe that's there. Right? And it's not right.
Now it's still a little bit. But he's saying that they should continue the old fight. So now it's a spindle fight.
Oh, every part.
The old fight. So when
you
do
that,
the book.
Okay. Okay. Yes, you move too much on God, but I'm just telling you, this is Shai Tshuva. But along this is the Magen Avraham Sakira, the past man of Kesher Mida on one chatichan. They want to bring a raya from the Avon and the Yaakovinu. In the Shulchan Avot Natasha, there's no time for your mind. Well, just this week, Torah says the Yachlim Bini Sunga Mutzavatsa. Yaakovin had a cholam and he saw this halo the Sunga Mutzavatsa. This is Kivya, this ladder. This Lashon of Torah. V'roisha Megiya Shemaima. V'hini Malachim Alakim Olam Biyodim. But the Malachim are going up and down. So Rashi says Olam Tchila V'achach Yodim. First they went up, then they went down. Malachim Shulibo Ba'aretz and Yisum Chusaros. Malachim that with Yaakovin are exiled and not called the Chusaros. For Olam Rukiya they went up. Yodim Malachim Chusaros L'Avosay. Shana Rashi is Rashi is learning Murda Gakasha. If you learn Rashi good, Rashi is asking Akasha, what's Pshan the Pasuk that says the Malachi Elakim were Oilim V'yodim, but they were going up and down? L'chayr, the Malachim started in Shemayim. They started in Shemayim, it should be Yodim V'oilim. It should be they went down and then went back up. What's the straight in Pasuk Oilim V'yodim? The first they went up and then they went down. It should be Yodim V'oilim. So that's what Rashi is answering, that this whole Pasha, the Malachim going up and down, what's Pshan the whole thing? The whole thing was, it was a change of shift. That there was the Malachim that were put together with Yaakovinu, were sent to be Malav Yaakovinu years ago. And these Malachim were miyuchid to take care of Yaakovinu only in Eretz Yisrael. These Malachim were not miyuchid to go out of Eretz Yisrael. So at this point in time, when Yaakovinu was leaving, so the Malachim from before that came down, now they went up. We're not talking about when they came down originally. The Malachim that were Malav in Eretz Yisrael, they went back up, and new Malachim came down. That's sure. But I still the Haftzi, he brings down from Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin wants to say this from Shach. He wants to say Dech Ayin Pan Mutayr. He wants to say, since the Torah says by this Sulam Mutzavatza, Vihini Hashem Nitzavalov. Shtay in the Torah is Kaviyachal, the Ebishter was by the Sulam. And Chayr Pshat was, the Ebishter was on the bottom of the Sulam. There's a man of Chaim Berlin wants to say, that's the Lashon of Oilam. Oilam Taka means you're right, that the first the Malachim came down, they came from Shemaim down. But coming down towards the Ebishter is the Lashon of Oilam. since they're going down to the Mokum where Hashem Nitzav Alav, that's the Lashon of Olam. And Yodim means Taka, they went up. It means they went up back to Shemayim. But going up means they went away from this place where Hashem Nitzav Alav. So that's the Lashon of Yer. It means Olam to the Kedusha and Yer from the Kedusha. That's what he wants to teach about it. Two or three other Vetlach. The Torah says, more than Vetlach, the Torah says, V'yav Yaakov Baruch Hashem Shanim. That Yaakov made up with Laban that he would work for Rachel Imenu for 7 years. But you be'en akir machadim b'vasa yisa. So it says, even though it was 7 years of hard work, so Yaakov even felt like only a few short days b'vasa because of from his ava to Rachel. The Meral Diskin, the Hatsi brings his analysis. Meral Diskin tells us, what's behind this pasuk? Shukti Shemeka. What's this pasuk telling us? It was you be'en akir machadim b'vasa yisa. There was only a few days back when his ava. What states in that pasuk? What was the he says Murder Gavat. He says it's Halacha in Eben Ezra, Simon and Hayes Sephalach, their mob brings down, it's also Mordechai and Reish Ksubis that Orisa Rusasai, person who's engaged, the Chosna Kalin, lo yadu bais achas, his name is Zayim. They should not live in the same house before they're married. Mishum Shesh Halacha, she creates a Zebazeb, because we're afraid they'll come to be maybe discussed one with the other, the other need a sinner. And they'll come to sinner, Machma Shereen Tadi Zezeh, that's the Lashon of Gamba. This is a Shtigot Techacha on Chassan and Makalnas. They shouldn't see each other too often. And Pshat is everyone understands Poshet that Pshat, if the person's married, he'll see some. If the person's married, they'll see something in the husband, something in the wife, a face, or this or that. He does something. You won't think about it, it won't bother you. By Chassan and Makalnas, you're medayik too much. Every little thing you see, it bothers you. Every little thing it bothers you, so yeah. It's not that's lucky. It's not kedai. As Meir this says, that's what this pasuk is saying. This pasuk is saying a merdeka might have Yaakovin. Yaakovin was able to be with his kallah in the same house for 7 years, and this did not apply to him. It was still the yubein of kiyam alchadim ba'avasiyah. So even though the teva is when you're very close as a chassan kallah, you see bad things and things bother you. Yaakovin that and zaptim al diskin. This is a simon from Yaakovin's kedusha. And maybe a kiddiyah, there was a simon of Rachel in his kedusha also. And that's what the pasuk is telling you. The pasuk is telling you a special kedusha of Yaakov Avinu that he was a ma'ang manateva in this halacha. Another part from the Yitzchak Volozhiner. Yitzchak Volozhiner says in the pasuk, the Yifrei Tzish Moed Moed, says Yaakov Avinu became very rich. Vehi Moed Tzoyin Rabbis, the Shvachis, the Vodim, the Gemang, the Chamarim. And he had a lot of sheep, he had Shvachis, maids, Babodim and slaves, the Gemalim and camels, the Chamorim and donkeys. He's very rich. So Rashi brings down the Medrash Tanchum, Mochat Tzoyin Yibdam Mikarim. He sold his Tzoyin for a lot of money, but like Keach Leko Eilin, he bought all this. Rashi's running a Kasha. The whole Pasha of the Yetzi shows you the whole nest, how Yaakov even got rich in Tzoyin. He got a lot of Tzoyin. But where does it say that he had Gemalim and Chamorim and Shvachis and Abodim? Where did he get all that? So Rashi brings a Medrash, very Pasha. He sold it. He sold some of the Tzoyin. He kept some of the Tzoyin, but he sold some of the Tzoyin. And he had money, and he bought other things. That's what the Pasuk means. He stells the Chan, the Lashon, the Medrash Rashi brings down. Why does the Medrash say B'dom Yikarim? Why the Gediyak? It says, Mochat Tzoyin B'dom Yikarim. He sold his Tzoyin for a very high price, and he bought everything else. What's wrong if he would have sold the sign for regular price? He could have sold the sign for regular price and bought everything else. What's the medrash being mavgished us? Mochat tzoyni v'dom yikarim. So this Malajan wants to say, Teretz is with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, the Chidah Mabez. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah says, there's also limsa behemadaka lakam. It's also to give a behemadaka to like a sign to a goyim, and they shachshun raviyah. Because goyim on nechshad, on Revia, being Mazan with Behemoth, and he says, ah, but Goyim and Nechshad on that, then it's not Naiva, Pasha, you don't give a Goy a small Behemoth, because the Goy is Nechshad to do that very with it, it's not Naiva. But the Gemara does say, well, Mutta Limka Behemoth, but you're not a sell Behemoth to a Goy, and that's not Naiva, because the Goy spends money on, then he's Chosna Behemoth, he doesn't want to damage the Behemoth, but Shasavia, they could be Neka, the Behemoth won't be able to be Moilim or Behemoth, so when you sell to a Goy, Then it's mutter. There's no nechiva. So Meir of Yitzchak Volozhiner wants to say that's what Yaakov Avinu was extra machmir in this din. Let's state the matter. She sold it signed only with Am Yikarim, only for a very high price, because he wanted to make sure that the guy would be chosam amaynai and the guy would not be nechshad on Reviya. Actually, if he spent extra, he spent a high price, but he's nechshad. That's the dagish of this Rashi, this medrash.
According to the Gemara, the Gemara, I mean,
for him, so
you can't give him
a
pekodim, but you can give him a
mecha. Right, right. No, that's a bidam yikarim. Because he owns the Enachami. No, but this is the Zvot is. He wants to say Yaakov had an extra chumra. He wanted to make sure that it would be an Ashadamigam. Okay, there's even more about the chumra. Leave it now.